The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. It's graduation season. It seems like everywhere you turn, there's a graduation party, a graduation ceremony. Something's going on. And in fact, I have two children who just graduated. My oldest daughter, third oldest child, Mindy, finished her physical therapy, or doctor of physical therapy degree from the University of Dayton. And that was last weekend. And then just about 3 days ago, my son, youngest son, Tony, he graduated with a major in chemistry from a college down in South Carolina called Limestone College. And so it made me think that we ought to be talking about, once you've graduated from high school or college, what do you do about obtaining dental insurance? Are you covered? Are you not covered? Up to what age? That sort of thing. So what I want to do now is I'm going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but don't call yet because we're not ready to take your call. But what we're going to do is, in fact, if you listen to the show, we'll be giving you the answer, and then we'll also tell you when it's time to call. So the question of the day is, under the new health care overhaul bill, once a person under the age of 26 gets married, they can no longer stay on their parents' health insurance policy. Is that true or false? Under the new health care bill, once a person under the age of 26 gets married, they can no longer stay on their parents' health insurance policy. And like I said, don't call now. Well, when we give out the number in a little bit and tell you that it's time, go ahead and call. The winner will receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. All right, so I want to start with an article that was written. It was from staff writers of the LA Times. And it says, in past years, a student's graduation could mean leaving behind not only the classroom, but also health insurance coverage, since family plans often stopped covering dependent children once they left school. The healthcare overhaul has changed that. Adult children can now remain on their parents' plan until the age of 26, with a few exceptions, of course. But even if coverage under a family plan isn't an option, the new law has helped ensure that some of the other choices available to young adults offer better protection than they have in the past. For many graduates, staying on their parents' plan is likely the best option. Most employer plans have good benefit packages, says Sarah Collins, a vice president at the Commonwealth Fund, a private organization that studies healthcare issues. Keeping an adult child on the family policy probably won't significantly affect the premium. His or her existing conditions continue to be covered, and the new graduate can use the same doctors that they've been used to. And I think that's probably the biggest part of that. The biggest advantage would be that they can keep going to the same doctor, the one who understands them the most. Rochelle O'Sullivan is relieved that she can stay on her mother's plan after she graduates from Boston University this spring. The 22-year-old is on crutches after breaking her hip when she slipped at the airport on her way home to San Francisco for spring break in March. Having health insurance while she mends is critical, but once she kicks off her job search, O'Sullivan doesn't want health insurance concerns to get in the way. She's worried about getting a job, getting experience, and says that if it means taking a job without insurance, I'll do that. The law applies to adult children, whether or not they live at home or are financially independent. Even married children can stay on their parents' health policy until they're age 26. Now, I want to point out that in Ohio, kids can be covered until they're age 28. Ohio, as of July 1st of 2010, passed a law that gives Ohio children 2 years longer to stay on their parents' plans than the nation. The law applies to adult children, like we said, whether or not they live at home or are financially independent. My wife and I were having a discussion about this yesterday. And I think I win on this argument. Anyway, the biggest wrinkle for young adults is that if they take a job whose benefits include health insurance, they can't choose to stay on their parents' plan. So here's a biggie. If you take a job that offers benefits, even if they're bad benefits, you can't be on your parents' plan anymore. So if that job offers good coverage, no problem. But new grads often take entry-level or part-time jobs, which can come with limited benefits that offer these low, you know, coverage limits, provide little protection if they actually get sick. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, however, even inadequate so-called mini-med policies count as insurance, and if young adults are offered such coverage, they can't be covered under their parents' plans. Once the health care law is fully implemented in 2014, mini-med plans will be phased out. So let's just kind of recap. If you are a grad, you just graduated from high school or college, and you're searching for a job, and you're covered under mom and dad right now, you should be careful not to take a job that either offers bad insurance, basically, is what it's saying. If it offers no insurance, no problem. You can legally stay covered under your mom and dad's policy. The Bryant family has been negotiating this tricky period. Kelly and Kirk Bryant's oldest son, Dylan, graduated last September and was working part-time at a retailer while looking for a full-time job. The retailer offers a limited benefit policy with $50,000 in coverage annually, not nearly as good as the comprehensive plan the family has through Kirk's job at a hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. The retailer said Dylan wasn't eligible for its insurance, but Kelly was worried that that was a mistake and that he might be on thin ice if questions arose. That's no longer a concern, though, because recently Dylan took a new part-time job as a security specialist at a mental health facility. The new job doesn't offer health insurance, leaving no doubt that Dylan is free to be covered under the family plan. Ironically, being offered a job without health insurance is, in this instance, a good thing, says Kelly, who says she has contacted one of her U.S. senators about tightening up the definition of on-the-job insurance for young adults. So this is something that I didn't even know until I started doing some research for this. Very interesting. So remember, my daughter just took a job in Chicago, and one of the things that she was concerned about were the benefits. In fact, she sent an email to me and her mom with all of the information and asked us to look it over for her before she made her decision. And as it turns out, there were good benefits, and she made a good decision. But I don't think either of us at the time realized that if it had been bad benefits, it could have really affected her negatively. So, of course, many adult children don't have access to a family plan. Their parents may not have coverage on the job, or if the parents are on Medicare, or they're part of a retire-only health plan through a previous employer, the new provisions extending coverage up to age 26 don't apply to them. But there are other options for young adults. If you're healthy, an individual policy may be a reasonable choice. Although coverage is often not as comprehensive as it is with a group plan, individual policies can no longer impose lifetime coverage limits, or in most cases annual limits, and they must provide a range of preventative services for free. Premiums for young, healthy people may be very affordable, some experts say. By the way, I want to back up. Premiums. We all know that the insurance premium is a bill. How do they get away with calling it a premium? I mean, your electric company doesn't send you a premium, they send you a bill. Gas company sends you a bill, too. I don't know where this word came from and how we've allowed the insurance companies to use it for this many decades. But anyway, uninsured young people with pre-existing medical conditions can consider special state-based insurance plans created under the health care law. But those can be pricey, and you have to have been uninsured for 6 months to qualify. And I think that's a terrible provision. Why make somebody be uninsured for 6 months? Why take the chance? Why have them out there, you know, having to worry about a slip or a fall or who knows, they could be diagnosed with some kind of cancer or something in that time. But I guess it is what it is. It's the way we do things. Although the family policy is likely to be the best option, high school graduates going on to college should consider their college's health plans, some experts say. Some are good plans, and recent proposed regulations would require many of them to be classified as individual health insurance plans with similar protection and standards. That should result in many of the worst student plans shutting down, says Stephen Beckley, a healthcare management consultant for colleges and universities in Fort Collins, Colorado. He says, we expect many plans to drop off between the years 2012 and 2014. All right, now it is time to go back and let's do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The phone number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. And the question again, true or false, under the new healthcare overhaul bill, Once a person under the age of 26 gets married, they can no longer stay on their parents' health insurance policy. True or false? All right, the winner receives flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to Dentally Speaking. Call now, by the way. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Stay with me. When we come back, we'll have the answer to the question of the day, and then we'll have some comments and some reader emails regarding health insurance for college and high school graduates.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go! Yeah!
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. We're talking about health insurance coverage for graduates, high school graduates, college graduates, and on up to age 26 nationally and up to age 28 in Ohio. And our question of the day was, under the new health care overhaul bill, once a person under the age of 26 gets married, they can no longer stay on their parents' health insurance policy. And we have caller, line one, Robin. Robin, what's your guess?
The answer is false.
That's correct. They can stay on their parents' insurance. Does that surprise you?
Not at first. At first, yes, but since when I heard it, that was great for parents with kids in college, because mine's out, but I know how that is.
I think that's pretty neat, too, because they're just not ready yet. They're not working at a place where they're earning a decent living or having great dental insurance and health insurance. So, hey, Robin, thank you for calling, for listening.
You're welcome.
And my producer will get the information from you when we hang up here. So you have a great day, and watch for those flowers from Weistember on Tuesday afternoon, okay?
Thank you, and enjoy your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye mm-hmm. now. Okay. So, and thanks to those of you who called who didn't get through. Now, just a couple more things here. Now, if a student's been covered by their college health plan and they want to get onto their parents' insurance, they have 30 days from the date that their student coverage ends to do so. If you miss that window, you may be left out until the plan's next annual enrollment, which more than likely is going to be the first of the year. So basically, you need to pay attention, or your child does, somebody does, to that date, because obviously the coverage will probably end in August, and you might wind up being uncovered for what, September, October, November, December, which again would not be a good thing. Before I forget, let me mention that you can access podcasts of this show and every show that we've ever done by going to dentallyspeaking.com. That's dentallyspeaking.com. And you can just click on these. You just have to scroll down. I think it's in the middle, below the pictures of the golf outing that we do. You'll see a thing that says click here for podcast or click here for feed. And if you have an iPod and you want to download the episodes, you can do that as well by going to iTunes and search under the health section and type in either Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. All right, now, I have some emails. I want to get some answers out to some of the people that have sent me emails. This one says, Dear Dr. Kvitko, I'm under my family's Blue Cross insurance in California, but I'm going to attend school in Massachusetts. Will the insurance cover me in Massachusetts? The answer is yes. You can go anywhere in the nation. There is a chance that you'd be, if you're in one of those, if you're going to a doctor that's in a network, and you go to a doctor in Massachusetts that's out of network, of course, you might have to pay a little more out of pocket. You could double check before you go. Call the insurance company and ask them. Maybe you should call your doctor first and ask them for a referral. I think that's always a good idea. I get asked by my patients a lot. I'm moving to this city. Do you know any good dentist in that area? Also, if you're in a PPO and you're using the PPO network in Massachusetts, then obviously you would be covered. If it's an HMO, there is a chance that you would only be able to use it in an emergency. And so, again, you would want to check. You would want to check and make sure. Okay, now, here's a relatively long email. Bear with me here. It says, Dear Dr. Kvitko, growing up, my family never had dental or health insurance. My mother took me to the dentist when I was 2 or so for a checkup, but after that, I wasn't able to go again until the 6th grade. I'm just going to stop here for a minute. 6th grade, you're 12, I think. Something like that, 11 or 12. That's a long time. And then it says, when I had a cavity the size of a crater in one of my back teeth. It had been hurting my ear more than my mouth, so we thought it was an ear infection. I ended up getting a root canal and practically rebuilding the tooth as well as some other small fillings. I didn't feel a thing, which was great that she would add that into this email, because I want people to know that root canals are not unpleasant. You know, they just don't hurt like everybody thinks that they do. Okay, so let's see, where were we? So, she was lucky that her grandmother, she says, I was lucky that my grandmother was still alive then to foot the bill. I went again at the end of my senior year in high school for cleaning, filling 2 cavities, and seeing what could be done about my wonky back wisdom teeth and TMD, which is short, by the way, for temporomandibular dysfunction. As an aside, I was punched in the jaw accidentally when I was younger, and the doctor told us to see a dentist. The dentist I saw when I was in 6th grade told us that we'd have to see a doctor about it. The next doctor told us to see a dentist. The dentist I saw when I was a senior said, see a doctor. Can you give me some advice on this matter? So let me just say that if it truly is a temporomandibular joint problem, it would be, you would start with your dentist. Your dentist might refer you to an oral surgeon. The oral surgeon would be more qualified probably than either the general dentist or the physician to deal with a temporomandibular joint dysfunction type of an issue, because the oral surgeon would be the one that would actually do surgery if you needed it. Okay? Now, we got off the beaten path there. So she goes on to write, long story long, I haven't seen a dentist since then, which by way of looking back was when she was a senior in high school. I had a really bad vitamin B12 deficiency last year that no one could figure out, and despite flossing and brushing to an almost obsessive extent and trying to maintain good oral health, my gums kept recessing. I've always had a tooth on my bottom row that was pushed forward when those still wonky back teeth grew in. That's where it's the worst. By the way, the word wonky, I think the only other person that uses that word is my wife. And so she's probably having a field day with this. There's finally somebody else that uses that word. All right, I've been begging my mother to send me to a dentist since then. I even asked for a dentist appointment for Christmas. I'm currently attending school at Western Washington University and have no real income. I do get a refund check from my financial aid every quarter, but it's all I get for 3 months or so. And by the time my books are bought, I hardly have enough for groceries. My mother wants to help out, but she's in worse shape than I am. Basically, I need a lot of dental work done, possibly some orthodontics, too, and I need to find a place that will give good service for a low price. Also, any information on dental insurance plans that would be good for my situation is appreciated. I've looked around, but I'm really hopeless when it comes to all of this. I have no idea what I'm doing. If you happen to know anyone who lives in Bellingham, Washington, who knows of a good dentist, kind dentist, I'd be thrilled if you'd provide the contact information to me. Even if the services are not cheap, I'd still like to discuss possible payment methods with a reputable dentist. In parentheses, she writes, I'd really prefer a dentist that is highly skilled. As much as I'm desperate right now, the really cheap dentists that do quick fixes, or worse, end up progressing the problems I already have, and they are something I'd rather avoid. So she's a pretty smart cookie there. If you don't know of anyone who lives in the area, but you do know of some good insurance companies that take pity on currently unemployed poor college gals, that's great too. To be honest, I'm actually really embarrassed by the state of my teeth. I'd really like it if when you answer, you'd refrain from ridiculing me or telling me I brought it upon myself or something like that. Believe me, when I tell you, I would have gone sooner if I had had the chance. Thank you, and sorry for the details to this question have gone for so long. All right. Well, Michelle, that, well, first of all, you hit on so many topics and so many chords there that I'm looking at the clock here and I realize I'm going to have to go to a break. And so I think what we're going to do is we're going to answer Michelle's question when we come back from the break. So stay with us. She's brought up a lot of great points, and we'll get to that answer in just a minute. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Ted, the Golden Voice Williams, and I would like to thank Dr. Kvitko for giving me my beautiful smile. See my before and after photos at www.dentallyspeaking.com.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today the topic is graduates of high school and college and how do you go about getting dental insurance or making sure that you're covered under your parents. And basically taking advantage of the laws that are out there, the new health care bill that passed, and all of that. And before the break, we had this long email that I received from Michelle. And the first thing I want to say is it's really sad that Michelle wasn't taken to the dentist more often. You know, as a dentist, I almost consider this child abuse because children, they're just innocent. It's not their fault. They don't, you know, they don't care that things are tight, but you really need to find a way to get them to a doctor and to a dentist one way or another. And let me just throw out here before I answer the rest of her questions is in Columbus, Ohio, especially we have the Ohio State University College of Dentistry. And if you're a parent that's struggling and you don't feel like you can afford to take your child to a dentist, call the dental school, 292-2751. That's the general number. Just call them. They take care of kids. It's less expensive. It's about one half to two thirds the normal cost that you would find at a private dental practice. And the prices are less because it's dental students working on them. And they're also receiving some federal funding. But it's a lot better than just ignoring your child's dental health, because then you wind up with situations like what Michelle's been through. And like she said, her mom's in worse shape than she is financially. But here's a, sounds like a good kid getting a college education, and she's just had her dental situation just completely ignored. And I realized mom felt like maybe she had no choice, but there are options out there. If you were to call up a local dentist, find a kind dentist, call them up, ask to meet with the dentist, maybe separately, privately, not in the dental chair, and just tell them your story and ask, is there any way you could treat my daughter? You don't have to do anything for me, just treat my daughter. I don't know, maybe we can keep track and I'll pay you when we can, or make some small payment arrangements. Anyway, and then she also brought up about not wanting to be ridiculed. Heck, we certainly wouldn't ridicule Michelle. It wasn't her fault. But let me just tell you, even if it were, there's no sense in ridiculing a person who has finally come to the realization that they need to come to a dentist. Because if all that would do, the only purpose that would serve, would be to turn her away for several more years. And I don't think any of us want that. She talked about that I know of some good insurance companies that take pity on currently unemployed poor college gals. Excuse me. Unfortunately, I don't think that exists. I mean, yeah, there are kind-hearted dentists out there. I don't think there's a kind-hearted dental insurance company, and I don't mean that in any way other than it's the truth, you know? It's, what can I say? I mean, maybe if you could get into, I don't even think it would work if you got to the CEO and asked them. I don't think they would ever, ever, ever do anybody a favor. If somebody knows of a company that will, please pick up the phone and call us, 459-9769, because I'd love to hear the name of that company and maybe the name of the CEO that would do that. So, ridiculing, no. And we understand that it's not Michelle's fault. And did you catch the part where she even asked to be able to be taken to a dentist as a Christmas gift? I mean, how many of us out there, and believe me, I see them every day, who complain when we go to the dentist, when our parents make us go, we don't like it. Something about it we don't like, whether it's the numb feeling, the fear of being hurt, and we're kind of like, you're giving mom kind of an argument in the car on the way there, or why do I have to do this? I shouldn't have to do this. It's my body. You can't make me, all of that. Well, stop for a second and think. Here's a college, I think she's a freshman, begging to go to the dentist and is willing to accept it as a Christmas gift. Just getting to go. That's just pretty powerful. And I think that this is also proof to me that our system, the current system, isn't working. That the dental health of the nation is suffering. That the healthcare overhaul bill really didn't add anything when it comes to providing dental care for kids and adults alike. And there doesn't seem to be anything on the horizon either for that. And yet we now know that dental disease causes medical disease. If your mouth is unhealthy, you will develop other diseases that can be traced back to the mouth with 100% certainty, one being heart disease, high blood pressure, the Alzheimer's, and dementia, things like that. So anyway, I'm trying not to get on my soapbox, because I do get on it pretty often when it comes to this topic especially. But I feel bad for Michelle. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to her and see if I can find maybe one of my classmates that lives in Bellingham, Washington, or somewhere near, and see if I can somehow hook her up with a kind dentist that would be willing to work with her. But think about it. You shouldn't have to call a radio show or email the host of a radio show to try to get dental care that you can afford. But until the legislature does something about it, this is pretty much what we have. I only have about 30 seconds. Let me just remind you, our Dentistry from the Heart event, June 17th, where we will be doing free dentistry for as many people as possible from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just come, show up, we'll give you a number, no appointment necessary, fillings, cleanings, extractions, you pick. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95. Thank you so much for joining me. Please tune in next week. Next week, we're going to be on at 8:30. From now on, we'll be at 8:30 in the morning instead of 8. So set your clock, and we'll see you then.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.